Are we ready to talk about the five Max Bombas songs?
Five? That's crazy.
Max Bombas number one is about zombies, and more specifically, zombie video games, which you ought not play before bed. And, you know, the thing I noticed about this right off the top is there's that Phrygian dominant scale that, you know, you hear it on the Offspring song, Come Out and Play. They also call that the Egyptian scale.
Okay.
I don't know. I hear that. Like, I'm like, oh, they're doing that thing. It's Phrygian dominant.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
But yeah, anyway, so... The thing that I like most about this song is just Max's falsetto, which, you know, you hear in parts of the chorus, and oh my god, that dude can sing, but he has an amazing falsetto as well. Other than this was not my favorite of the songs. Like, I don't really vibe with the whole... I guess, you know, I've had video game dreams when I have gone to bed after playing video games for hours, usually high as a kite as well. It often doesn't end up well.
Okay, the song is great. You know, there's a good sound to the song, and it's put together really well and really carefully, and I like how he brings elements in and out. That's really fantastic. And, of course, the vocal performance is amazing. But it's kind of too bad that it's about a video game, because I have a lot of disdain for video games these days. I think it's such an amazing waste of time. You know, I think back on the times that I spent playing a lot of video games, wasting a lot of hours on video games that could have been spent doing literally anything else. And I regret having wasted all that time. And so, again, I have a sort of a general negative reaction to video games these days. And I think this is a great song that could be improved even more by making the lyrics about literally anything else other than that. But it's what he was going for. So it's hard to criticize for exactly kind of the bent of the whole idea of the song, because it's a good song otherwise.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, we've got the Max Bombast Survival Mode song. Now, if stress is your BFF is a great lyric.
It is.
And this is another great song. You know, it's not my favorite chorus from Max or Puce or Adam or whatever we're going to call him. And I know that it's crazy to ask for a different verse if he's submitting five Shadow songs. But looking at this as an individual independent song and not considering the accomplishment aspect of submitting five songs in a week, you know, I think this song might be better with new lyrics for that second verse. And that's the only thing that I can criticize about it. Again, crazy to criticize it considering the accomplishment that he's done here. But yeah, and it's a great song. I just wish it had new lyrics for the second verse.
Yeah, the thing that I noted is I really like that stresses your BFF line. And also, you might suffer an acute condition called sobriety, which I thought was another great line. I used to joke that I need a medical marijuana card because I suffer from crushing sobriety.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like this song, but it was not my favorite of the Max Bombas songs. And, you know, there's comparatively not a lot of lyrics here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got this line about if stress is your BFF, if you go to bed, you cannot rest. And I wonder if it relates to the guy who's stressed out fighting zombies and can't sleep.
That would make sense.
Yeah, so maybe it kind of relates to that. You know, he probably came up with a lot of these lyrics all at once and then realized he had a lot and then was probably like, why don't I just do a bunch of songs?
That might be a bit of a stretch, though, because I think there's a lot here that I want to be unrelated. Like, I don't want Zombies and Tremors in the same thematic, you know, sort of a universe here. Zombies and Tremors and also higher end concepts. So I don't know.
Okay, let's move on to Max Bombast number 3. I am calling this one Like Your Survival Depends on It song.
The absence of a statement is a statement.
Yeah, song? That's actually maybe a better title for it.
All right, no, it's all good. There are some folks who wish that you were not gone, but just not here. Don't bring it up, don't give it air, protect their eyes and ears. How do you dare to try to make them care? Leave it whole and out of sight. Trust me, you don't.
Was my favorite of the Max Bombast songs. I love it because it had guitar. It like had acoustic guitar, and I think it also had an electric guitar sound as well in it. Either that or he tuned his bass very high. The thing I like most about this is that there are just killer harmonies on the chorus, like On Be Loud, or you know, and then there's a bunch of layered multi-tracked vocals, and it just all sounds really good. So
yeah.
I just loved how this one sounded. And when this one came on, I just reached for the volume knob. It just got cranked every time it came on.
Yeah, this is my favorite too, I think. It's a great driving, anthemic sort of a song. And it's a rebuke to apathy and silence. And that line, what is theoretical for you is personal for me, is a great, great line.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of insight in it. And you know, I think one of the big red state problems is that they don't feel any connection, so they fall prey to like the pundits and the politicians who dehumanize immigrants and Muslims and the transgendered and, you know, anyone and everyone who doesn't fit into the majority of their voter base. And I kind of love the message of this, and the music supporting it is perfect. And yet, you know, no, I'm not going to get a Twitter account and you can't make me. All right, next up, we've got the Max Bombast Tremors song. There's something going down underneath the ground, and it's a tunnel and a running, and it's pulling people under, and it's Kevin Bacon and his buddies fighting the worms. Old Fred will go have a turn. Hey, Tremors, adventure, oh, it's our friends. But, comma, Tuesday Prepper, this series never ends.
Well, actually, they're called Graboids. Technically, Tremors is the name of the series. And after the 6th movie... He's a survivalist, and he's got his doomsday list. He's got his ammo, his country Rambo. It's Burt Gummer with the assist. If you're having one problems, I feel bad for you, son. He's got 99 problems, but I...
Stop.
And this is another driving song. It's kind of funny. It's very specific. And I'm going to suggest that maybe it doesn't stand up to a lot of repeat listens. And that ending interruption, yeah, I get it. And I know that's the whole idea, but it still detracts from the songiness of the song. But I'm sure this was just for fun, and he probably didn't make it thinking that we'd be obsessively poring over it, you know, scrutinizing it for issues that really aren't applicable. It's fun, it's cool, and that's good enough.
Yeah, I thought this one was cute, and I thought it was amazing. I didn't realize that Max can also rap, but I guess it makes sense. So he was doing that sort of small-town mic, sort of speak-talking or talk-singing rap sort of thing, which he does very, very well. I enjoy this one. Like I got 99 problems, but, and then I think it's his like wife or girlfriend or something who interrupts him and just goes, stop. And I don't know. I thought that was hilarious. It cracked me up the first few times that it happened. But yeah, I didn't particularly love the song. I didn't like when it kind of goes into like country waltz time and it, you know, starts to sound sort of country. But yeah, I thought this was funny. And at the end, you know, I guess I couldn't make out all of the talking at the end, but it's just well done and funny.
Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to be, I think. So trying to impose some other criteria on the tunefulness of it, I think is moot.
All right, so finally, we've got Max Bombast number 5, which we're calling the Survival of the Fittest song. Another great rhyme. Like, my first note on this one is the rhyme of fittest and litmus, which I think is a great rhyme.
Yeah, my first note is that bass drum. How can he get away with that?
I didn't notice anything about the bass drum. What was your criticism there?
I think that he gets away with stuff that we would criticize with a lot of people. And he gets away with it because it's his sound and because we know he's doing it on purpose. But that bass drum is overdriven. It's like his plosives and everything like that when he does the...
Yeah.
And it's all just done on purpose, and I think that's why he can get away with it. But if you were to go back and listen to it right now, and I said, how can he get away with that bass drum? Because it starts out with that bass drum. It's like, bow, bow, and, you know, just really, really loud. It's overdriven. It's got to be like clipping or peaking or distorting or something like that. And he's doing it on purpose to that effect, and it's good. But I just kind of wonder, like, how he can get away with it, but we would yell at anybody else.
I think when you sing like Max Bombast, we're willing to overlook quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And just the quality of the music. And because we know it's on purpose, I think that's another part of it, too.
Yeah.
The tones that he goes for, you know, and other people kind of like mentioned, like, the pow pow is the kind of stuff that he does that's all just... It's on purpose. He's doing it, and it sounds good when he does it, but we would yell at anybody else who does it.
Right. Get those plosives out of my headphones, man.
Exactly.
I'm just amazed what he can do with relatively few instruments and his voice. Remember at the start of the competition, we thought that he was going to just do it all a cappella and still blow everybody away?
That was because of the last time. He did it all with just himself and drums and a bass guitar.
Yeah.
And he just murdered everybody. So, yeah.
I guess he's going to need to up his game if he expects to beat Vowel Sounds next time around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So Max Bombast is amazing and has absolutely deserved all the wins that he's gotten. And he's absolutely deserved the previous song fight. And then Nurine wins. Having said that, I haven't gotten all weepy over a Max Bombast song when I have over like a Vowel Sound song. So
or
I think,
a Rain Watts song.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he can do really good, you know, anthemic and really appealing in a number of ways. But if you want to just get the feels, then you need a different route.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love this song, though. I mean, it's fun stuff. There's fun stuff going on with the instrumentation. You know, it's all drums, synth, and voice, as far as I can tell. And a fantastic vocal performance. And the lyrics are fine. You know, they're kind of just well-worded and interesting braggadocio and posturing. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good song.